Everlasting Father, our Jehovah God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who was, who is, and who shall forever be, the Almighty God. Father, we want to thank you for this wonderful morning. We want to appreciate you for your goodness upon our lives. Thank you, O God, for saving our souls. Thank you, O God, for making us to see the last Sunday of the month of February. We appreciate you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us alive. We appreciate you for bringing us again to your presence. To be refreshed by you, God. Lord, we appreciate you. We say, Lord, be exalted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everlasting Father, even as I commit myself into your hands, Lord, even as I bring your word, oh Lord, even to your people this morning, Father, I pray that I will not stand in the way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I receive your strength. I receive your spirit. I receive your wisdom, oh God, to speak your mind in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, even as you have come, oh Lord, to hear from you this day, pray the Lord you prepare our hearts to receive the word of life that can change our lives. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
This morning I will be bringing the message to us by the grace of God. And the title of the message is Guide Your Mind. First of all, I want to appreciate my pastor. I want to thank him for the privilege he has given unto me. Even to come to the presence of his people today, you know, to speak the word of God. I want to thank him for his encouragement. I told him that I've never done this before. It's my first time of doing it. But I know that Lord is going to help me.
Amen.
And I want to appreciate my husband too. My husband has been a source of encouragement to me. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So the title says, Guide Your Mind. So we're going to be reading from the book of Proverbs 4:23. Proverbs chapter 4:23. In NIV, it says, above all else, guide your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Another translation says, New Living Translation, it says, guide your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So that means it determines the path and direction you will take in fulfilling your destiny. So the word of God is so very, very important. It says, guide your heart above everything else. So that means that anything else whatsoever, because our heart is very important to God. So when we guide our heart, that will make us to move forward. That will make us to fulfill God's destiny in our lives. Another translation says, English Standard Version says, it says, keep your heart with all diligence. For from it flows the springs of life. So keep your heart with all diligence. So that means we have to be thorough over our heart. There are a lot of things, millions of thoughts that come to our mind every now and then. But if God was telling us that we have to be diligent, we have to be thorough, we have to be watchful. You know, those things that come to our mind that make us to be discouraged, you know, that make us to lose what God has for us. And that is why God is telling us this morning that we should guide our heart. Praise the Lord. For from it flows the springs of life. When I look at the definition of spring, it says move or jump suddenly or rapidly, upward or forward, to leap, to jump. So that means When we guide our hearts with all diligence, because everything from what we do, whether our career, whether our marriage, you know, our lives, everything that we do whatsoever, you know, flows from it. So it makes us to have to move forward, you know, to move forward. If we flash back, if we just flash back a little bit, you know, those things that come to our mind, those things that bring discouragement, you will know that our heart is very important. It plays an important part in fulfilling our destiny. Praise the Lord. So the mind or the position of our mind plays a major contributing factor in making outstanding progress and fulfilling our God-given destiny. Billions of thoughts go through our minds every minute. How we handle those thoughts are very important because they determine our course in life. Praise the Lord. So I look at the dictionary meaning of a mind. It says mind is a general term for the way a person thinks, reasons, perceives, wills, has ideas, and feels. What is our thought life like? How do we see life? Our perspective to life. What kind of ideology do we have? Our feeling like. Do we see life in the biblical sense of it? Or see it the way situation or the world presents it to us? Praise the Lord. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, the devil came to Eve, and the devil was toiling with her mind. He was manipulating her emotions. And he said, "Has God said that you should not eat the fruit of the garden?" Let's open to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, I will read verse 1. Verse 1b. He said, "Yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." So the devil was toiling with our minds. He was manipulating our mind. You know, he wants to attack our mind. And you know, our mind is a battlefield. Anything that comes, anything that we are going to be in life, you first of all comes to our heart. So it was manipulating our mind. It was manipulating our emotions. And that's what the devil does. You know, all those thoughts that come to our mind, one way or the other, the devil is trying to manipulate. When people speak to us, their words, you know, they are trying to manipulate. The devil might use them to try to manipulate our emotions, to attack our mind, you know, to make us fall into his trap. My prayer today is that God will not allow us to fall into the devil's trap in Jesus' name. The Bible says, as he thinks, so he is. The Bible says, as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Proverbs 23:7. In other words, we are the product of our thoughts. Our mind is interconnected with what we see, hear, and this reflects in what we speak out. These two things have a huge effect, whether positively or negatively, on our mindset. Praise the Lord. So because I don't have much time, so we go into scriptural examples of characters that use their minds or have a wrong or good mindset. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9, an example of this is Jabez. Let's open to 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. Verse 9. The Bible said there was a man named Jabez who was the most respected member of his family. His mother had given him the name Jabez because his birth had been very painful. See that woman? That woman has a wrong mindset. The Bible says that man, he was a respected person, a member of his family. But the mother, because of his birth, it was so painful for her. You know, and he named that child Sorrow. The meaning of that name means sorrowful. So he named our son Sorrow. So that was a wrong mindset. The situation of our life, you know, the situation of our life made her to come to the conclusion that this son that I have, this son, what I'm going to name him is Sorrow. He will carry that sorrow. So the child will carry the consequences of her action. So that means that boy, anybody that called him, maybe in the elementary school now, They will just be saying, sorrow, sorrow, sorrow. So such a boy, imagine, for the next, maybe for the 14 years of his life, or 15 or 16, that about, his life will be up, 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 up and down. His life will have no meaning. You know, it will be exposed to evil, all kinds of evil. He'll be exposed to. His life will be up and down. He cannot make meaning to his life. So that's a wrong mindset. So that's what the thought of our life can bring us to. Another example of somebody that used a mind wrongly is Phinehas' wife. That's Eli's daughter's in-law. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel because of her father-in-law and her husband. That's another wrong mindset. The child is going to bear that negative name tag for the rest of his life, unless the Lord intervenes. So Phinehas' wife, she was also in labor. Let's open to 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21. She was also in labor. And the time came for her to give birth. And the Bible says in verse 19, chapter 4, verse 19, it says, when she heard of the news, of the tidings, that the ark of the Lord was taken away, and the father-in-law was dead, and her husband. And the Bible says she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And verse 20 says, and about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, fear not, for thou hast borne a son. I said, but she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod. You know, that tidings that came unto her make her, you know, switch her mind. And that might be as a result, her death and naming that child Ichabod might be as a result of her thought life. You know, the moment the tidings came unto her, her mind was switched over. Her mind was switched. The moment she heard that the ark of the Lord was taken away, and the father-in-law was dead, and her husband was dead, her mind was switched. And the Bible says in verse 20, the people there, the woman there said, they stood by her, said, fear not, for thou hast born a son. Or answer them not, neither did they regard it. You know, normally when a child is being born, a mother will be very happy, you know, because her joy has come. Mm-hmm. But because of the news she had, that switched her mind. And that is what happens to us. You know, the thoughts that come to our mind. Every day, every minute, millions of thoughts come to our mind. Whether they thought about the life of our husband, about our children, maybe somebody spoke to us at the place of work wrongly, and you are thinking about it, how can this boy or this girl spoke to me like this? And that thought, you know, occupied our mind and changed our way of thinking, you know, and make us to be thinking negatively. And that was what happened to that lady. I pray the Lord will help us to be master over our thoughts by his word in Jesus' name. Another example is the spies. Numbers 13:33. The Bible said that God told Moses to take like each tribe, each head of the tribe, you know, from Israelite, to go to spy the land. And the Bible says to 12, they went to spy the land. God wanted them to know what kind of land it was, you know, whether the city is walled, whether the men there are strong or they are weak. And these people, they went. Numbers chapter 13. Can we open to Numbers? So they went. And the Bible says that 27, and they told him and said, we came to the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. So they acknowledge the fact that that land God is giving them flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Because of our time, I will quickly rush, you know, saying those ones. So, as if that maybe they have engaged those people in battle, for them to come to conclusion those people, they are very strong. They are so strong that there is no way we could match them. So those are the 10 of them. You know, God told them, this land I'm giving you unto you, and it's flow with milk and honey. God has spoken it. And for them to see, they said, no, we cannot match those people. They are too strong. They are too strong for us to cope with. So that was a wrong mindset. God promised them, just like God has promised on his words. And we begin to, you know, exchange words with God, that this cannot happen. But because there are people that, you know, they go by what they see. Mm-hmm. What God has told them, they don't want to, they disregarded it. And they want to go by what they see. But there's one of them, Caleb. The Bible says he's still the people. And he said, let us go. For the Lord has given us the land. And that was a good mindset. Somebody that followed God, you know, that says that obey the report of the Lord. Say, whose report shall we obey? Whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. So he believed the report of the Lord. Because God has said it, he believed it. So whatever God has said in his word, we should believe it. It is for our own good. Praise the Lord. Another man that has a godly mindset is Abraham. In Genesis 13, 14 to 17. And the Lord said, I'll just read one verse of it. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him, lift up now the eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Praise the Lord. God told Abraham that where you are standing from, look from that place. And God is talking about the eye of his mind. Because where he's standing now, if I'm standing here now, and God tells me that as far as my mind can see, look. Those areas, I'm giving it unto you. I'm giving it unto you. So where he was standing, he was looking with the eyes of his mind. God said, look from where you are standing. Look northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all that you see, as far as you can see it, I'm going to give it unto you. And Abraham believed the Lord. And that's a good mindset. And God, that is what God wants us to do. Whatever God says, let's trust God, that God will help us to believe his word in Jesus' name. Daniel was another example of somebody that has a godly mindset. Daniel, the Bible says, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, Daniel chapter 6, verse 7. So the king discovered that there was an excellent spirit over Daniel, and he set him over the places. You know, there are about 20 of them, and there are 3 presidents. So the plan of the king was to set him over all of them, because there was an excellent spirit over Daniel. But those people, they didn't want to allow Daniel to reign over them. And the Bible said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before the Lord as he did aforetime. So Daniel, he knew that those people, that for himself, God has told him, you know, he had a relationship with God. So he knew God. He knew that whatever they plan is nothing before God. So the Bible says, and he went to his house, the window opened, and he used the way he used to pray 3 times a day. And that is what he did. And that is a godly mindset. And that's what God wants us to have as children. No matter what people are saying about our lives, you know, no matter what, they always say something. There's no way. People will always say something. Whether you are looking good, they will say something. Whether you are not looking good, they will always say something. There's no doubt about that. But whatever people say about you, just believe that whatever God says about you is the final. Whatever God says about you is the final. And that was what Daniel did. Praise the Lord. So we're able to see people that have a godly mindset and people that have ungodly mindset. So we're going to look at the ways to guide our minds. Or what's it? Just maybe 4 or 5 things that how do we guide our minds? Because our mind is so delicate, it's a battleground, you know, for the enemy. So how do we guide our minds? Number one, it says, acknowledge our inadequacies before God. Hebrews 4:16. The Bible says we should come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. We know our inadequacies as children of God, our individual inadequacies. We know those things that trouble our mind, that when they come, we just accept those things. You know, The Bible says we should come boldly to the throne of grace. He's the one that can, you know, is the source of our strength. He's the one that can help us. When David sinned against the Lord, when he countered the people, when he was moved to count people, which he's supposed not to do, and the Bible sent a prophet to him that what you did was wrong, but this is what I'm going to do to you. Do you want 7 years of famine on the land? Do you want to flee 3 months before your enemies? 3 days of pestilence on the land. And David cried. He said, please, let me fall to the hand of God. I know God is merciful. Let me fall into his hand, please. And God, and Bible says that we should come boldly to the throne of grace. It's only God that can help us. We cannot help ourselves. We cannot fight that battle in our mind. Those thoughts that comes in our mind, there's no way we can fight it. We need God to be able to help us. And we should come boldly to the throne of his grace to obtain his mercy and find grace to help in times of need. When those situations present himself to us, you know, when those energies comes, I want to take our mind away. You know, we need God. There was a girl in my daughter's school. That girl was being bullied. He was being bullied for a long time. You know, they bully him based on her, maybe her appearance or what she did in the class. And you know what? What happened? The girl eventually committed suicide. A young girl. Girl maybe 9 at that time or 10. She committed suicide because people were bullying him. Everybody. And I remember my daughter was saying, if I've known, I would have stood for him. You know, I would have stood for him. You know, a lot of things come, even as adults, a lot of things come to our mind that, you know, that shake us sometimes. Praise the Lord. So we need God's mercy. Another thing is build your relationship with God. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of God that we may grow thereby. Daniel, because Daniel built his relationship with God. That was why he disregarded whatever those people are doing. And went back to his house. And he, as he used to, the Bible says he prayed 3 times. So we need God. We need to build our relationship with God. So that when those things come, you know, it is only God that can help us. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 9, it says, how can a young man cleanse his ways? Say by taking it to your word. Another thing that can help us to guide our mind is fervent prayers. Fervent prayers. Praise the Lord. And that was an example of Jabez that prayed unto the Lord. He says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and thy hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. So at a point in time, Jabez recovered. He knew that it's only God that can help him. And he prayed. He went to God and prayed. Only God, if you will help me, and if you enlarge my coast and deliver me. And the Bible says the Lord heard him. So we also, as children of God, anytime we have been, our mind is being engaged with a lot of things, we need to go back to God and pray. The Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we need prayer to be able to uproot and frustrate every plan of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Another thing that can guide our mind is meditate on God's word. Meditate on God's word. In Romans 12, verse 2, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what can renew our mind? What can renew our mind is the word of God. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is acceptable and perfect will of God. It is only the word of God, the word of truth, that can renew our mind. When people say a lot of things and we hear a lot of things and we see a lot of things, it's the word of God that can renew our mind. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to your voice. So as children of God, we need to take heed to the word of God. We need to pay attention to the word of God. That is the only thing that can make us to survive in this darkest world. The world is full of darkness. People talk and talk, and it is only God that can help us. Praise the Lord. Avoid godly interactions and companies. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Is anybody there? Anybody that is there can read for us, please. Good evil communications corrupt good manners. Avoid ungodly interaction. Children, when you go to school, when people are talking, you have to be very careful. You have to be careful of what, if they are not, if what they are saying is not something you believe in, it's not something that is godly, just walk away from that place. Because those things, it affects the mind. What you hear and what you see, it goes a long way, you know, to affect our mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today, we want to thank God. We want to bless the name of the Lord for making us to see through his word to guide our mind. Our mind is very important. You know, it plays a great factor in fulfilling our destiny. So whatever we see or hear goes a long way to affect our mind. Whatever we can become in life. There was a time maybe somebody told me, my husband told me, Obama, before Obama became a president, he has been thinking on it right long, many, many years back. Even before when he went to college, he was thinking that, you know, he was thinking along that line. And that came to fulfillment. Even though he claimed he knew God, but I don't know. Only God knows. But so that means our mind is very important. Whatever we think, you know, it will surely come to pass because we are the product of our thought life. One man of God was saying before he got married, a young pastor many years back was saying that he was looking into the future, the kind of wife, you know, he would like. He was looking the future. His children ran about the stables, you know, the way they will be dancing, the way they will be running after each other in the house. So it was picturing those things that, you know, the kind of home that he wanted. And so that is what, as children of God, we should imagine those things. You know, we should think through those things with the help of God and with the word of God. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Shall we stand on our feet? So I want us to pray. These prayer points, one of the prayer points I took it from a prayer, the 15 days of fasting, prayer. He said, Father, in your mercy, forgive me of all inherited sin and iniquities, known and unknown sins, in Jesus' name. You know, finance wife, the one that called her son Ichabod. It was as a result of the wife, you know. The consequences of her action made that child to bear that name. So there's some things that our parents must have said long, many years back. Even when we're during our birth, they must have said something. So I want us to pray that God will show us mercy and will forgive us of every inherited sin, every inherited wrong mindset, every inherited wrong mentality. The Lord will show mercy and the Lord will deliver us. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, King of glory, I pray, I commit myself into your hands, and I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, in your mercy, you will deliver me. Every inherited iniquities, whatever my mother, my father has done in the past, that is affecting me or might be affecting me to this day, that is giving me the wrong mindset and a wrong mentality, Lord, I plead for mercy, and Lord, you will deliver me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And lastly, I want us to pray that, Lord, we uproot every wrong mindset, every ideology that is affecting our lives. You know those things that affect our lives. Let us pray that, Lord, will deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus as a church, we come before your presence and we pray the Lord, every wrong mindset, every wrong ideology in our lives that is affecting our lives. Father, we pray you will deliver us, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Our everlasting Father, we want to thank you for this time. We appreciate you. Thank you for speaking unto us, oh Lord, this morning. We pray the Lord, you will help us to be able to guide our mind, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask for your grace. We ask for your spirit. The Lord, you will guide us in your mercy in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.